This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here, there's a lot more sanity than you're going to get out there, I guarantee it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something. I am wound up. Can you tell? Come on, can you tell? Look at it. Just so we're clear, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, I am not a follower of Donald Trump like I follow Jesus Christ, okay? But give him his due, if you would. No, seriously, no joke. Give him his due. He brought a lot about. I mean, Middle East peace like you've never seen before. The lowest unemployment rates since we've been tracking them. More women, blacks, Hispanics, and so forth. And these people have belittled him for 4 years, have pounded on him for 4 years, treated him like a piece of crap for 4 years. Yeah, I know. I hit the ground running, and I'm gonna. Too bad. Interestingly enough, the Democrats yesterday finally figured out what violence and treason is. Or believed that they have. Yesterday and this morning, that miserably dishonest media on the left has called out Donald Trump for inciting riots, and you know what they're going to do when he gets out of office or what they're going to try to do to him. Nancy, such a loving Christian woman, wants to do harm to this man. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, not you. You don't go after people. I'll take care of it. And let me tell you what, based on what he's dealt for in my life, he's done a great job. Yeah, I couldn't top what he's done. And then, like rats running off a sinking ship, all the people around him that supported him and loved him, said they believed in what he was doing, where are they? I'm even disappointed in Dan Crenshaw yesterday. How many of our, and again, I'm not condoning any of the violence, so don't even try. If you're going to write me an email later on after the show and tell me how wrong I am because, you know, Trump did call for violence, yeah, save the atoms, okay? Because all I'm going to do is throw it away. That's all I'm going to do. But to be clear, I'm not for the violence, right? We already know this. Anyway, I just find it interesting that before the violence, these hardcore conservative Republicans who felt like the votes needed to be questioned were loud and right there. They were right in front. Crenshaw being one of them. And then after the violence, they came back and they said, given with all the violence, and I don't want to see this go on. So they voted the opposite. They voted not to question the votes. Not because they didn't believe that the violence, I mean, that the election was stolen, or in those particular cases, there were irregularities? No. Their reasoning was because of the violence. I've just lost all respect for you. And don't tell me that Crenshaw and those guys were, you know, fighter pilots, or they were in the Army, or they put their lives on. So what? So for that point in their time, in their life, for that moment of their life, they were true patriots. Right? But here's the deal. Right is right no matter what's going on around you. Come on. Think it through. If the votes were stolen and there were irregularities before the violence, then guess what? After the violence, the votes are still stolen and there's still irregularities. You're not fighting for Trump. If our founding fathers, come on, give this some thought. Be with me here. If our founding fathers had that opinion, had that mindset, that, oh my God, look at the violence. Look at what's happening. Look who's being killed. Look who's being, oh my God, they took my family. They took my friends. I can't do this. Right? Think about it. We'd be bowing to the Queen right now, wouldn't we? Wouldn't we? It's just, I'm amazed, right? For my Christian friends. What if Jesus said, whoa, Dad, get a little hot down here. People are getting hurt. They're killing people because they're on my side, or whatever it is. And he backed out. Right? I mean, where were the warriors? You guys have been hearing me say this for years. And, you know, this isn't aimed at you if this is not you. But you Facebook keyboard warriors, you do me no good. You change no one on Facebook. And those of you who said stay, fight it out, look what they just did to President Trump. And isn't it interesting that all those loons on the left that were screaming that these protests that were going on, that we were calling violence, right? They weren't protests, they were riots. All of a sudden, you know, and they were backing them up, right? What was going on in Seattle and Portland and places like that? That was their constitutional right. Yesterday was not. It was subversion. Listen to them. Listen to what they're saying. All right, going to calm down a bit. Joe Mazzini, your host. Alfonso Rachel joins me after the break. See what he has to say about all this. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists. specialist who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm back. I don't know about you guys. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself or picking your nose or just not getting involved at all. Get off of Facebook, okay? And not because they threw the president off, but you got better ways to communicate, better ways to get your message across. Stop, I got to keep it clean, don't I? Stop spitting into the wind, okay? I did a pretty good job with that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I do mean that sincerely. I mean, do something that's going to get you somewhere. Do something that's going to further the cause. All right? And, well, let me bring somebody in who might be able to calm me down, but I doubt it. Fussel Rachel joins me. He does every week. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And he got his own music. You got to... for to use his terminology at times, you got to dig his music. Go pick it up, man.
And, you know, it would be nice, Joe, if they would play music that, you know, well, some conservatives write instead of, like, playing music that these liberals write. They pay them for this music, this music that that from people that hate their guts.
Oh, yeah.
And then they wonder why liberals are able to prosper so much in the culture, because conservatives help them prosper, too. Instead of, why don't you support us, you know, who are friendly to your values?
Yeah, why do you think Christians... Do you think they do it because they really don't think about it? But why do we buy music from people like Beyonce and who was the other? Kanye, one of those guys who said that he was bigger than Jesus, or, you know, you shouldn't follow Jesus, you should follow him. You know, these singers or these, what do you want to call them, entertainers, I guess you can loosely use that term. You know, that call for things, for you to do things that are 180 degrees from God's word. Why do we keep funding them? Can you help me out here?
Well, because Christians have fallen for the lie that Jesus is some all-accepting hippie and that he's okay with all the knuckleheaded stuff that we do. They've fallen for that as if Jesus is just some unconditional God who's just totally okay with us. He loves us, and so we can do all this stuff because it's forgiven and it's all good. They've fallen for a deep lie, and that's why they feel okay to, like, support stuff like this.
Oh, it's amazing to me. Sometimes I'll say to my brothers and sisters, you listen now, you pay for, you wonder why these people have so much influence. You're giving them millions and millions and millions. How many millions of Christians are here? Imagine if every Christian just bought one of your pieces. Not even every. I'll take half. Let's say half the Christians bought your music. Picked up one. What does Apple charge? 99 cents or something like that? I mean,
yeah.
Picked up one song, right? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that help your cause? Wouldn't that do something for you? And your music is much more godly than some of this stuff.
Thank you, man. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's really frustrating. It's really frustrating. But also, I mean, because Christian music does, and, you know, I played a Christian rock band, but Christian music has a stigma of it's promoting a culture that is garbage and stuff like that. And that's not exactly true. A lot of Christian music, especially lately, like within the last few years, the production quality is really, really good. The musicianship is amazing. It really, really is. The problem with it, Joe, is I would boil it down to two things. One, it's amazing, but it sounds all amazingly the same. Right? That's the problem. It's like you've heard one Christian song, you've heard them all. One. And two, it becomes wishy-washy. It's like, you know, when you got, Hawk Nelson and Christian, like, production companies, it's like their message isn't, like, it's not solid enough. It's too much of this wishy-washy Jesus, and it doesn't translate well into the culture that needs this stability of saying, hey, this is right and this is wrong, and the Lord is the one who has set the eternal statute for this. That's not there, and it's hurt this kind of messaging and medium.
Oh, I agree with you. Kevin will tell you, when we go to church, some of the music that they play makes me nuts. And I hate begging music, okay? You know, the music where somebody's got their, you know, lifting their hands to the Lord, and they're going, God changed my heart, God changed my... And like 14th time in, I'm yelling from my seat, I'm going, maybe he said no, can we get off this line? Are you stuck? Don't even hit the needle? What's the problem here, right? I mean, that's those songs. I'm a marching kind of guy. I want the songs that, you know, we're going to go do this or we're going to go do that, and Jesus already did this. That's what I want. I want uplifting music, not feel-good music. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not a foo-foo guy. But I want that music that helps drive me to go do something, to understand the word enough to go do something. And I can't do the I can't do the crying stuff. I just can't do it, you know? But, all right, sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot of that where it's like they want the music that speaks to their woes and stuff like that. Yeah. And, you know, I understand. It's not like Jesus isn't a compassionate guy. It's not like that, because he tells you, he's like, yo, I feel compassion. Yo, I want to see you well. Right. But here's the thing that people are forgetting, Joe. It's like too many people are caught up with Jesus seeing them in their strife. But Jesus, like, you really want to know what gets you out of your strife? It's seeing me. If you can see me, trust me, you're well. That's what it gets down to. We got to be able to see him, Joe. You got to be able to see him in your word. Quit looking for what Jesus is going to do for you. The magic of what Jesus does for you is when you see him. And it's like, whoa, man, you know what? Things really suck right now. But, hey, Jesus, I can see you, man. And I'm ready to keep on going.
You know, I get the emails now because we're nasty guys. But anyway, but, you know, like one of my favorite songs is I Can Only Imagine. And the only reason I really like that song is, you know, everybody talks about what they were going to do, what they would do. I'd go do this in this situation. You don't really know. Until the situation hits you, you don't really know how you're going to react. You believe that you would act a certain way, and you would hope that you would, right? And it is one of those things. You know, the Bible says there'll be no more sorrow, no more pain when we get to heaven, when we get into the presence of the Lord. What will you do? Right? I mean, seriously, I mean, are you going to be so awestruck? Are you going to have that? I mean, I'm not asking you for an answer, but you see where I'm going with it. Those are questions that people ponder and should think about, actually. And we don't, because I don't think we get, I mean, I've been told from TV, we get our own cloud and our own harp. I mean, I guess we get a set of wings. They don't look like they're big enough, but apparently they are big enough to hold us in the air. I mean, think of all the things we've fallen for, Zoe.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And that kind of stuff, man, you got to be able to laugh at it, Joe, because right now, man, it's like, man, you know, I'm looking to squirt one because there's a lot of nuttiness out there. But, yeah, you got to be able to laugh at it because a lot of, the church has given up a lot of ground.
Yep.
You know, it's like there's too much church bubble going on, man. There's too much church bubble culturally. Politically, you know, the church has just dropped the ball and it's taken the wrong approach in a lot of ways. And it's to our own peril, man. It's really affected, you know, where we're going.
We got to go for a break, but I got to tell you, I had a Christian brother of mine call me yesterday when this was all going down. And he's a guy I constantly go around and around with about politics. And he's like, oh, my God, what do we do now? You know, I did what I was supposed to do. I went out and voted. And I went, okay. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Joe Bettini, your host, this is The Real Side. Joe is going nowhere. He's staying with us. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A day after a protest at Capitol Hill turned into a riot that saw the Capitol building stormed by protesters,
President Trump is condemning the day's violence. In a video shared on social media, the president promised justice for those who broke the law.
America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
In the wake of the violence, the head of the U.S. Capitol Police will resign. Chief Stephen Sund will step down from his post effective January 16th. In a statement Thursday, Sund said his force had been expecting a First Amendment demonstration and was not prepared for a riot. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I guess you could say I'm talking to Zoe about politics from a biblical perspective. Oh my God, biblical perspective and kind of your mindset from a biblical perspective on what Jesus felt about politics. You know, but one of the he's gonna giggle at this one. But one of the major songs when I was growing up in the 70s, that turned everybody on to Jesus, was a song by, a group. If you don't know who this group is, then there's something seriously wrong with you, you know? Now, many of you, I guess young'uns, won't really know what this is all about. But this was our hippie love Jesus movie of the day, you know? I love this song. Doobie Brothers. You know why they were called the Doobie Brothers, right? But their mindset, they thought of what Jesus was all about, was passing the doobie around, and love and free wine and just kind of roaming around the countryside and talking to people about peace and love and. Right? Come on, you know that's true.
It sells.
It sells, yes. Yeah.
It's the funny thing about it. It's like, that's the Jesus that sells. Meanwhile, you have these commie Christians, you know, who can't stand the free market and commercialism and all that sort of stuff. But they want to use this hippie Jesus to be able to sell them to the culture. Okay, yeah, right.
I loved it. I thought all the, you know, and you don't realize it at the time, but when you get older, you start looking at stuff and going, wow, they got us. They knew how to sell us.
Yeah.
So I started to tell you before the break, I got a call from a Christian friend, and he was all upset, and he said, I can't believe this is happening, and I voted for Trump, and I told my friends to vote for Trump, you know, some of them are just stupid, and I go, you know what? You're like the stereotypical Christian. It's like you wait. You know, after you've been smoking cigarettes for 21 years, and all of a sudden you find out you have cancer, now you drop your knees and go, oh, Father, take this from me, heal me, right? And,
You know, everything's cranking along. Everything around you, you don't think about your kids and everything else. And not that Trump was the savior. You and I have talked about this. But I guarantee you that Joe Biden isn't going to protect the life of the unborn. I guarantee you that Joe Biden isn't going to think about biblical principle. So I said to him, I said, so how many doors did you knock on? How many of your brothers and sisters in Christ did you talk about what was at stake here? What did you do other than, I checked the box, I did my job?
I tell you what, man, this may not be a very popular statement, but I'm a firm believer in you get the government you deserve.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's conservatives, maybe you deserved to have this election stolen from you. Well, one, because conservatives, too many conservatives helped the Democrats to do it for one. And man, come on, Joe, it's Trump worship out there, man. People were looking for Trump.
Some. I'll say some. Some, you're right.
Some
okay,
treated Trump like he was the savior of the country. Joe, I'm going to go with too many. Not all, but too many treated Trump like he was the savior. It's like, hey, man, the country's already been saved. The Lord already saved America. Okay, the only thing Trump can do is help protect what was saved, but he's not the savior. But that's what they treat him like. They treat him like, it's Trump idol worship, man. It really is. That's
there
what
was.
They treat him
like. I agree.
And the Lord's like, you know what? This ain't good for you. It's just not. It's just not good for you. And people are just caught up with too much American pride. Joe, make America great again. How about make America grateful again? This is a prideful nation, man. It's just too much pride. Way too much pride and not enough gratitude. Let me ask folks. Because people, they feel like they feel so justified in their pride, Joe. And it's destroying our country. It's destroying us. All this pride that's going around. Let me ask folks. What kind of character do you appreciate in a person? Do you appreciate a person with a grateful character or a prideful character? Nobody likes prideful people, but why do we always feel so justified in our pride? Everybody feels like it's a good thing, but can't stand it in other people. But to be a grateful nation, that's like beneath us or something. Like it shows weakness or something. No, man, it shows strength. But people are calling it Trump out there, same thing, man, and his kids. This isn't the Republican. This is Trump's Republican Party. Excuse me. My Republican behind belongs to the Lord. I don't belong to Trump. I voted for Trump. I would have been happy to vote for him again. I mean, well, I did vote for him again. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is people put Trump on this pedestal, man. And I'm telling you, it has been to our peril.
Well, I think what's been to our peril, though, frankly, is what we've been taught over the decades and years is we get complacent. Look, I'm an elected official. I reached out to the Christian community. I reached out to the conservative community. I said, look, I have your principles. I'll fight not for your principles. I'm going to fight for what I believe is God's principles, and I'm glad that you line up with that and you support me in that, okay? And then I get there up on the dais, and where are they? They're nowhere to be found.
Right.
Okay? My behind is hanging out in the wind, and I'm going, hey, I said I'd get up here and fight. I need a little army behind me. Hello? Anybody home? Can you get out of bed?
Right.
Need some help. And we do that all the time. Mm. You know, how many people accept Christ and then coast? Think about it. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm good. Yeah. Okay. All right. Got me.
And the thing is, that's what it was. That's what it's like when people get, you know, they get their elected officials that they want. They think that once they're in, oh, we've won. It's victory. It's like, no. The political representation is going to be totally unstable because we don't got the spiritual representation. We do, but we don't accept it. The Lord is our high representative, but we treat it like, oh, just the same way. Oh, the Lord's died for our sins, so we could do whatever we want. We got the elected official that we want. We could do whatever we want. We don't have to engage and represent the culture or anything like that to make sure that we got their back. And when these officials don't hold up our conservative values, then we go and curse them for not holding up our conservative values that we didn't promote the culture in the first place.
Yeah, this is going to be the hour of rage. I mean, here's the thing. I get these parents. We want you in there. We want you to help clean up stuff. We don't want the sex education that you see coming down the pike. We want you. And they go through all this stuff. Yeah, we're on the same page. Yeah, go get them, Joe, right? And then you're sitting there and you're going, wait a minute. Do you understand this is a representative government? I mean, God has allowed us to elect officials that are supposed to love him, love his word, and represent us, okay? So I'm there trying to do that. Do I get it right all the time? Of course I don't. But I'm there trying to do that. But if I have 70 loons or 100 loons from the left that believe in, you know, abortion any point, any place, anyhow, without exception, and all this stuff, what am I supposed to do? I need you there.
That's right. Okay. That's right. They got to have your back, Joe. It's, you know, because that's the thing. That's another place where Republicans, they keep canceling themselves out.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to have, like, whether it's Donald Trump or a lot of these high-profile conservatives, they keep saying, we need to get our kids back in school, get our kids. And then on the other side of their mouth, they say, these schools are a bunch of indoctrination camps. Well, why would you want to send your kids back there and pay tax dollars for these people to indoctrinate your kids? Because there's not enough godly representation in our schools. People like yourselves, there needs to be more. You're there amongst a legion of vipers. And the thing is, you know, why aren't conservatives arguing more for the Lord to be back in school? That's what you really need to be fighting for. That way, if you're going to send your kids back there, at least you know the Lord is there. Why would you want to send to a place where the Lord isn't welcome?
Somebody just sent me something, said, I bet you if you asked most Christians to give you the names of at least six apostles, they couldn't do it. But they probably could tell you the last six judges on America's Idol.
Well, Savage, I mean, true.
Right? Yeah, no kidding. So, I don't know, dude. It is, I don't want to just beat on our Christian brothers and sisters, but really, you can't complain. Take it to the simplest level. If you don't vote, you can't complain about who's in office. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. And that brother that called me the other day, I'd like to say that's an exception to the calls I get. It is the rule to the calls I get where, you know, I did my job, I voted. I did my job, I prayed. Okay, good for you. Did you encourage anybody else? Did you reach out to anybody else? You know, do you not believe in corporate prayer? Doesn't the word say something like when two or three are gathered together in his name, not when you're hanging around alone in the bedroom? I mean, seriously.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Right, right. And, you know, and I've got trolled on my page. And even this troll said something as a, hey, man, yeah, that's kind of true. When he said, yeah, the only thing holding up the halo is the horns.
I like that. I mean, steal that.
I'm like, busted. I'm stealing it from a troll, man. It's like, hey, and, you know, and I can be honest when somebody's got, even if they're trolling, if their critique is legit, I'll be like, yeah, okay.
I have looked at some, and we've always known this, but I think one of the things of the Trump presidency that has come to the surface is all these, and I don't want to just call them rhinos, because let's call them crinos. I mean, these guys that come out and talk about Christianness and Christ that, and God this and God that, and they vote for, you know, partial birth abortion. And you go, really? How do you do this? Anyway, we both got to go throw up. We'll be back in a minute. Joe McKinney, Don't Go Far. We'll be right back.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Please answer the question.
My wife just brought me in a brush. How can I wear like I hit the left? You got Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring him back on because we're having a great conversation. And the way I know is I'm getting emails because we're teeing off some people. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoe Loft. Hey, guy. What are you up to? Let's, just hanging out?
All right. Don't get mad, Joe fans.
Well, you know, it's really funny how easily people believe that we're being blasphemous with the way we talk about Jesus, you know? Hmm. And, you and I were kind of joking before we went on. We're going to do a different version of Jesus Christ Superstar, you know? something more lighthearted, you know, Jesus in bell bottoms or something. I don't know.
But, I love it.
Right? With an iPad. Oh, God. My mind's already, like, floating all over the place with this. But
can you imagine what Jesus would tweet? Oh, my God. You know that.
You know they would ban him after his third tweet, right? You know,
oh, yeah.
And for life after his fifth one, yeah. God bless. But, we're, yeah, see, now you got me. You got, now I'm gone. But, you know, with the violence that took place. Now, look, we don't, none of us, I know none of us advocate for the violence. None of us.
Oh, God.
And you look at what's going on. But let me ask you a question. Do you have any truly deep-seated, because I do, and I'll share them in a minute, but do you have any deep-seated concerns? You now have truly almost an active, godless, soulless group in the White House, in control of the other two houses, in total control of the country. You look at what's going on here in California. This is like an exact duplicate, exact copy. Look at the trouble that we have here. 12-year-old girls can go for an abortion without the parents' permission here. You can no longer, if your child comes to you and says, I'm gay, I know I'm gay, or I'm a transgender, or whatever, you can't suggest that they go to get some psychological help or even go see a counselor. That's illegal. Is that what we have in store for the rest of the country? And you Christians, are you okay with this?
Yeah, that's what's going down, man. Unfortunately, you know, we got a laboratory of states, man. You can see this petri dish of California, a state that has a lot of influence on the country, whether people want to agree with it or not. Because it's funny, on a side note, Joe, when people like, you know, in these red states, you know, when they talk about crazy California, it's like, you guys just keep in mind in those states where you guys feel like you're so red and stable. Please remember that your states were Democrat states long before they were Republican states, and you guys are going back to being Democrat states. You're not cured.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
It's coming back to you.
Oh.
And so, yeah, Joe, that with that in mind, yes, the whole country is heading that way. The infection of godlessness is taking its toll.
Well, you can't promote God if you want to be God. And that's what the Democrat Party want to be, the gods of Mount Olympus, of the days of Mount Olympus. I mean,
yeah.
We are it. Come to us. We're your sufficiency. We'll take your firstborn if we feel like it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Think about what they're talking about.
Sure.
You can kill a baby after it's born?
Yeah.
I mean,
and see, the thing is, if I may, Joe, that's the thing that folks need to understand. The wrath of God is really going to pour out. It's one thing for people to do these things, you know, they're you know, doing them on their own accord. But when the state makes it law to sin against God, that's the country agreeing to this. That is making it official policy. It's an institution now. It is an institution against God to be able to do these things that are detestable to him. Man, that's when we really stepped in it, Joe.
Oh, I agree. When we, you know, things... It's funny. Some of my Christian friends will talk about when they took prayer out of school. And I jokingly say they never really took prayer out of school. And first off, I'm going to just be the advocate here. Why do I want prayer in school, number one? Why aren't your kids praying before they leave the house in the morning? Why aren't you praying with your kids before you leave the house in the morning? Okay? Why are you waiting till you go through five intersections, you know, walk a mile and a half or whatever it is before you decide to seek God's help and God, I mean, come on, are you serious?
I think it's different. That's true, Joe. That spiritual foundation definitely should be instilled in your youngsters. If you're going to send them to public school, you know, make sure that they're grounded. You know, it's like you can't expect the teacher there to teach them these biblical principles and stuff like that. You can't do that. However, you definitely don't want to send your. It's like you don't want to send your kid to where people are hostile to Jesus.
Right.
You know, that's, you don't want to do that, and that's what we got.
Yep.
You know, but you can't be like, oh well, I'm going to send my kid to school and I expect them to be taught the Bible there. No, I mean, I'm not against that, but what I'm saying is like, isn't that the parent's responsibility?
Yeah. Well, you know what they always say? Well, I always love this. They always say to me, well, you know what? I'll just deal with it when I get home. You know, I got it for vacation. We'll work. And I go, okay, so you're going to wait for the doctor to tell you to have cancer before you throw the cigarettes away. Okay, yeah, makes sense to me. All right, no problem.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And this is what I say all the time is, why do we wait? Now, if we're in a situation where you can't homeschool or send your kid to a private school, okay, so be it. So we've got to deal with what we got. So you said, look at their books. Ask them questions. You know, our founding fathers, they wanted public school. They wanted an educated public electorate. But you know what they wanted as their main book to teach from? The Bible.
Yep.
They said it. They said the first teaching should be the precepts of Jesus Christ. I'm sorry that you cannot misconstrue this unless it's a new rap guy that by the name of Jesus Christ that I don't know about. But, I mean, I only know one.
Yeah, yeah. That was the main incentive for people to know how to read.
Yeah.
It's like, make sure that folks know how to read so they can read the Bible for themselves rather than being overlord by ecumenical authority. Because, you know, a lot of people couldn't read. They had to go by what the spiritual authority said. And they could tell them anything. They could interpret the Bible however they wanted to keep their power. It's like, no. We want the people to know how to read.
Well, I've had people send me emails and say, I don't agree with you, Joe, because I've talked about this before. You know, the kids should start off the day with prayer at school. And I go, okay, knowing what you know about this country, knowing what you know about the states, who's going to write the prayer? Okay,
mm-hmm.
You saw what the prayer would be like the other day. Amen and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, are we serious here? You want to talk about, you might as well just crawl, it's just, you should have just crawled up on the cross while Jesus was there and spit in his face and said, I really don't want any part of this, and I have no sympathy for you. I mean, this is really what we're letting them get away with. And what are they? I think they prayed about 15 different God's names. I don't even know. I couldn't go through it because it was making me sick.
Right.
And that last part, amen and a woman. I mean, it just shows you where their mind, this is not real to them. God is not real. A supreme being is not real to them. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. Unless it's themselves.
I forgot. I'm sorry. Unless you're thinking about Nancy Pelosi and Schumer. I got it. Right. Obama.
Right.
And the other Obama.
Yeah, right. but you're right, though, man.
Sorry,
and it's like, how is that going to work out? It's like, well, I feel left out because you're not praying to my God, or I don't believe in God, or, you know, which. And so how far is this thing going to go? But it's one of those things where the schools should not be, it could be what they want, but it's blatantly hostile against Jesus.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and that's not cool.
No. A system that was set up to not be hostile towards Jesus.
Right.
That's the weird. Look at, we are 180 degrees. If our founding fathers came back today, and they looked around and go, what the heck did you guys do?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do to this place? This was not what we had in mind.
Right. And a lot of it is, and I got to bring it back to with conservatives, a lot of this is happening, Joe, because conservatives, too many of them, it's not really God that they love. Their idol is liberty. That's what it's all about. Especially when the big theme, the big motif with conservatives and most Republicans, it's all about liberty. That's what they idolize.
Okay,
not the
I gotta
author
give
of
that.
It.
You're right.
Yeah, not the author of it. And the thing is, Joe, when you idolize liberty, you can carve that image into anything that you want. Liberty to you might not be liberty to somebody else, and vice versa. And then where do we go from there? What's our standard? We ain't got none.
Yeah, it's the conversation we have on the show on a regular basis. And again, some people get livid with me, and some understand what I'm saying. It's not money that's evil. It's the love of money. So if God allows you to have these riches, if God opens up doors for you to be wealthy and well off, okay, you're not fearful of that money. You don't hate that money. You love what you can do with that money in the name of God. You love the fact that you can help a family in need. You know what I'm saying? And that's how people go sideways. It's like, how do you help a family eat or put food on the table when you can't feed your own family or you can't keep your own lights on? How do you help somebody else put their lights on or put gas in a car so they can go to work for them? All the things that would be a blessing to another family when you can't even be a blessing to yourself.
Right. Well, see, that's why the Lord says, he says, look, man, I've given to you freely. I expect you to freely give. Now, the socialist takes that to mean that you should just be generous because Jesus commands you to. It's like, no. And conservatives need to understand this, too, because they need to be able to argue against these godless people who selectively use Jesus to promote their narrative. They need to understand it's like, no, Jesus gave freely in that he wasn't forced to. He wasn't forced to do what he did, and he expects us to live the same. We're not forced to give. We can't give freely, Joe, because our wealth is taxed. We're not free to give anymore.
No. You are correct. Now tell people where they can find some of this sage advice.
I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, guys, hang out because in the next hour we're going to talk about true voter fraud. Linda Payne's going to join me. She has been suing the governments, and nobody will make a change. She's got proof. We'll be back.